can you tell me what's the concern that the city council was addressing? Why did they ask you to take a look at this?
Well, this was immediately after the Parkland, Florida shooting. It seems that assault weapons are used very frequently in the mass killings that we've seen, particularly in schools. And as a community of with a large number of students, the council has a concern about protecting their lives.
What is your definition or the city's definition of assault weapon?
Well, that's a not an easy thing to do. What we did was we looked at the model ordinance that the Giffords Law Center has. It's an organization named after Gabby Giffords that promotes reasonable gun control laws. And the definition of assault weapon is defined to address the concerns about the increased lethality of these weapons. And the things that makes them more lethal is their capacity to fire a large number of bullets quickly. And the things that allow that are the capacity to hold a large capacity magazine and the ability to stabilize the gun for repeated pulling of the trigger.
And do we have any idea how many of these devices exist in Boulder?
No. And one of the things the council made clear to me was they want to both consider a ban on sales and then separately a ban on possession. So it may be that they decide only to ban sales. We have two gun shops in Boulder that sell these weapons, and that's a concern of council, one of which is located almost directly across the street from Boulder High School.
Is there any precedence for this anywhere else, either in Colorado or in the country, that's proposed something like this that you were able to kind of, you know, either reach out and ask for some guidance or looking at laws to model yours after?
Yeah, I think there's six states that ban assault weapons. Denver and Vail both have had assault weapon bans for some time. We modeled our ordinance after all of those.
There are folks that are already saying if any portion of this law passes, they plan to challenge it in court. I know that's kind of far along to think about, but have you thought about that? And do maybe some of those previous places that have these laws in place, have they won court cases of people that have challenged their laws?
Yes. So Denver's law was challenged in the early 2000s, and the district court in Denver upheld the assault weapons ban. It was an excellent decision that goes through to address what were matters of specific local concern for Denver. That decision was appealed to the Supreme Court. One of the justices had to recuse herself, so the court split 3-3. So that affirmed it for Denver, but had no precedential effect for anybody else. So there's no controlling law in the state of Colorado on whether or not a home rule city can ban assault weapons, although, as I said, both Denver's and Vail have been in place, I think, since the 90s.
I'm wondering if there's just something that you would want, if somebody, not a lawyer, was looking at this, what would you want them to walk away knowing?
Council's concern and specific instruction was that they are not trying to affect lawful gun owners in Boulder. They are trying to do something that raises some level of protection for the kids in our town.
And is there anything else that you would like to share with me or anything else that I should know to understand this better?
I hate to be overly lawyerly, but
that is okay. I can take it.
I've sort of been doing this for a long time. The issue of whether or not this is a matter of local concern in which a home rule city can legislate, notwithstanding what the state legislature, is an open question. And a lot of people have expressed concern about it because there's specific state laws that says a city can't do that. But as a matter of law, a home rule city is equal to the state in matters of local concern. And so what the courts will ultimately have to address is this a matter of local concern? In the Denver case, the district court found that it was. We believe that it is, and we believe that the large number of mass shootings that have been accomplished with assault weapons in the years since Denver banned theirs makes this a matter of acute local concern, because, of course, there's nothing more of a local concern than protecting children. And that's what council wants to do here.